Okay, so we are in the final week of our Be Thankful sermon series. And we're going to talk about encouragement. And let me begin by asking, who is the encourager in your life? Who is the person who supports you when you need it most? Who is the person who stimulates your mind and your thinking so that you can keep going when things are difficult? Who is the person who sort of fires you up? Who is that person that motivates you when you need to be motivated? Because hear me, I believe that everybody needs an encourager. And the truth is, all of us need to be encouragers. Meaning that there are people that you and I need to encourage. And all of us need to be encouraged because all of us go through those times in life in which we need it, right? We go through difficult situations and we may feel down or disappointed and things are just difficult and you need encouragement. Everybody needs encouragement. Everybody. And when I think over my life and the different people and different seasons of my life, who encouraged me when I needed it most, well, I am certainly thankful for them. Because they were there for me, no matter what. And I wonder if you are that kind of encourager to anybody. And is there anybody in your life that is always going to be there for you, no matter what happens? We need somebody. All of us do. And sometimes we think we can't keep going. Have you ever been there? And you just want to give up and quit. But hear me, no child of God ever needs to give up and quit. So I thought, what could be more helpful and more encouraging than to title this message, Be Encouraging? Because that is what we need to be. And we all need it for ourselves. So I want you to look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and let me just give you a little bit of context here. 1 Thessalonians is written by the Apostle Paul, and in the first 10 verses, Paul is explaining and encouraging the people in Thessalonica about the return of Christ and what they are to expect going forward. And then he says, verse 11, he says, therefore, meaning, on the basis of all that I just told you, therefore, encourage one another, build up one another, just as you also are doing. And then if you hop down to verses 13 and 14, Paul says, and that you esteem them very highly in love because of their work. Live in peace with one another. We encourage you, brethren, admonish the unruly, encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak, be patient with everyone. And so we can see that Paul talks about encouragement in lots of ways. But I want us to think about it in terms of this. Think about it in how we not only need encouragement, but need to be encouragers. And if you look in the Greek, the word that is used for encourager is the word parakletos. Para means beside, and kletos means call. So an encourager is one who is called to be by your side. You with me? And when Jesus spoke with his disciples the night before he was crucified, and we find that in John chapters 14 through 16, he said, "I am leaving you." But Jesus wanted to encourage them. So this is what he told them. "But I'm going to send you an encourager, a parakletos." That is the Holy Spirit. So Jesus was very much aware of their need to be encouraged, right? He says, "I'm leaving, and it won't necessarily always be pleasant for you, but I want you to know that I'm going to be with you." How? "Because I'm going to send you one like me, and he's going to be with you, a parakletos, a helper." Okay, now stay with me. When I look at that passage and think about what Jesus said, encouraging his disciples, when I do that, I think about Jesus himself. So let's just think about Jesus for a moment, because Jesus was an awesome encourager. He really was. I mean, just think about how he encouraged. I mean, he encouraged in his teachings, but he was also an encourager in his encounters with people. Jesus was always encouraging. Now, that doesn't mean that he didn't say some strong things, because he did. But he was an encourager to people. For example, let's just think about what he taught. When Jesus gave the Sermon on the Mount, what an encouragement that was to them. To hear Jesus say all those wonderful things. When he talked about prayer, for example, he said that we could pray and expect an answer. He said, "Ask, and it should be given you. Seek, and you should find. Knock, and it should be opened to you." And think about when he talked about forgiveness. He talked about forgiving others just as the way he had forgiven us. And then he talked about anxiety. He said, "Don't be anxious about anything." You see, everywhere Jesus had the opportunity, he was encouraging. And even when he was talking about difficulties that we would face as a result of following him, he was always underlying it with a word of encouragement, always. So when you think about the things that he said, he was always encouraging. But what about the way he acted? What about his actions? For example, think about this. Can you imagine how encouraging it was when the disciples were out in the storm and they thought that they were going to sink or even die, right? Remember that? And all of a sudden they see this light, and then there's Jesus. Not swimming. No, Jesus was walking on water. And he was coming to them to do what? To rescue them and to encourage them. And he said, "Be not afraid." You see, Jesus encouraged people in all kinds of ways. And think about this. Think about when the news came that Lazarus, his friend, had died. And Mary and Martha got a little bit upset that he didn't show up on their schedule. Remember? And at that moment, what were they thinking? Were they encouraged? No. They were not encouraged at that moment. They were very discouraged because they said, Jesus, if you had been here, if you had been here, he wouldn't have died. But you see, they didn't understand that Jesus had a better plan. And I love this. Jesus, he had a better plan. Jesus let him die and he was put in a tomb, but all Jesus had to say was, Lazarus, come forth. Now, have you ever wondered why Jesus said his name? Now listen, because this is just my personal opinion, but I believe if Jesus hadn't said, Lazarus, come forth, I believe every dead person that ever died would have come forth. I mean, that is how powerful Jesus' words were. But just imagine how encouraging raising Lazarus from the dead was for everybody that was around. Can you imagine that? Because I'm sure they told everybody that they knew. I'm sure they told their children and their grandchildren and their great-grandchildren and all of their friends. And do you know what? Listen, 2,000 years later, we still talk about it. What a word of encouragement. What an act of encouragement. You see, Jesus was just this awesome encourager. He could find ways to encourage situations and circumstances when nobody else could. But when I think about also the Apostle Paul, Paul too was an awesome encourager. Because Paul had indwelling within him the great encourager, the Holy Spirit. And hear me now. The Holy Spirit that lives in you, if you're a believer, lives in you, he is just as real and just as true today as he was back then. He will do just what you and I need him to do in our life today, just like he did back in their lives. He's the encourager, and he indwells us. And it's interesting that Jesus called him that, isn't it? He said, I'm going to send you a helper, the Parakletos, the one who stands beside you. The one who is there for you. The one who encourages you to keep on keeping on. So I think about how Paul encouraged in all of his letters that he wrote. Think about this for a moment. Paul wrote the book of Romans, and he wrote all these books I'm going to talk about, okay? But in Romans, Paul encourages us by saying, nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. To the Galatians, he wrote, the Holy Spirit who lives within you will manifest through you what you can't do for yourself, being love and peace and joy and goodness and all the rest, right? And when I think about what he said to the Corinthians, he said, I want to describe to you what's going to happen in the resurrection. I want to talk to you. I want to encourage you about your loved ones who have gone on before you. And I want to encourage you about when your time comes. He says, your body will go to the grave, but your spirit will go into the presence of Almighty God. That's encouraging. And then I think about what Paul said to the Ephesians. He says how he encourages them. He said, you were chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world. And then he followed that by saying that the Holy Spirit has sealed you as a child of God. I mean, just imagine how encouraging that must have been for them. And Paul does this continually, over and over and over again in all of his writings. The Apostle Paul was a great encourager. So, I want to ask you, is there anybody who knows you that they would say that you are an encourager? Anybody you live with? Anybody you work for? Anybody you work with? Would any of your friends deem you as an encourager? Do they see you as an encourager? And can you identify who is an encourager in your life? And maybe you're sitting here today and you honestly say, I can't think of anybody like that. I mean, it may be true that maybe someone grew up in a type of situation where nobody ever encouraged you. But listen, after today, you ought to begin to be a purposeful encourager. We're going to learn how to become that. Because Jesus wants us to be encouragers. So when I think about this, when I think about how does a person become an encourager, I mean, what do you do to become an encourager? Well, I believe there are two ways to encourage. One is by your speech, and the other is by your actions. We can encourage by speech and action. First, let's talk about your speech. How do you encourage by your speech? But before we dig in here, I want you to think about this for a moment. I want you to really consider this. Who in your life at this moment, right now, needs encouragement? Think about that for a moment. Who in your life right now needs encouragement? Do you have someone in mind? All right. So we're going to talk about some practical ways you can encourage them with your speech. And this is not a complete list, okay? These are just some suggestions. So one way that you can encourage somebody is by a sincere compliment. I mean, when you love people and you accept people, you want them to know it. And so give them a sincere compliment. Maybe it's how they look or what they said or maybe what they did. Stuff like that. Give them a sincere compliment. Secondly, always tell them the truth. Hear me. If you are going to be an encourager, you have to speak the truth. Now, the truth is not always easy for some people to accept, but if you are a true friend, a real encourager, then you speak the truth. And speak it in a manner in which they will accept it. Thirdly, you agree with them when appropriate. If in a conversation you agree with them, let them know that you agree with them. Next, if you are a true friend, you pass on information to them that is helpful. Now, not gossip, but information. Because a true friend is going to pass on to others helpful information about things. Things that they know or things that they have learned, because that type of stuff encourages people. Another thing you can do to encourage someone is pray for them. All right, now, I don't want you to raise your hand, but I want to ask you this question. How many of you have a prayer list? I mean, a prayer list of people that you pray for at least once a day. Because listen, when you are praying for people and you let them know that you are praying for them, let me tell you, that's encouraging. Another thing you can do is quote an appropriate scripture. For example, if you know someone is worried about something, you can say, God's word tells us, don't be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication and so forth. I can't tell you how many times when someone has come to me and needed some encouragement, immediately scripture pops into my mind and that's what I send them, because there's nothing more encouraging than God's word. So you encourage people with scripture. And then you correct them when appropriate, but in a warm and friendly way. And I say warm and friendly because we all make mistakes, right? And if a person has the right spirit and the right attitude as they are correcting someone, well, usually that person takes it as something positive. Or at least beneficial. And how about this one? Tell them that you love them. I mean, I tell my friends that I love them. Everybody is encouraged by being loved, right? Another thing that you can do is comfort people when they need it. I mean, if you love someone, you will want to say something comforting when they need it the most. Next, you might want to assure them of your availability. Say, hey, I know you're going through something difficult right now. If you need me, give me a call. If I can help, I certainly will do my best. I am here for you. And this is another simple way to encourage. You see, one of the simplest ways of expressing love is to say thank you. Just express thanks to people when they've done something for you. Because it feels good and encouraging to be appreciated. Those are just a few of the things that you can do with your speech to encourage people. Now let's talk about how. How do you encourage people with your actions? Well, sometimes just a smile does wonders for people. How many of you have ever been encouraged by a smile? A smile conveys that you care. It says that you're thinking good things about the person and that you care for them. Another action that is encouraging is to be quiet while people speak. That means don't always interrupt people when they are talking. Because sometimes we just need to be quiet and let them say what they need to say, especially if they're going through a difficult time. Many times during difficult times, people don't want you to fix the problem. All they need to know is there's someone there to listen, and someone cares. It makes them feel loved. It encourages them. Another action that can encourage people is to hug them. Now, you have to be careful who you are hugging, right? I do understand that. I don't typically, someone I don't know or have met the first time, that's not my go-to sign of affection, okay? But my friends, I hug them. I hug them. Think about it. A hug from a friend is encouraging because they know that you care about them. Another action would be serve them in some fashion. Serve them. Just find a way to serve them, to be helpful to them. And how about this? Because this encourages people. How about you just accept them? Just the way they are. Listen, if you want to be an encourager, you can't shape someone else's character and nature to fit you. If you want to encourage someone, just let them know that you accept them and love them just the way that God created them. Now, I understand that sometimes you can see something that they need to change in their life. I get that. But as you accept them and love them and minister to them, then you let God do whatever changing is necessary. Another thing you do to encourage people is be honest with them at all times, even though it may hurt. Let me explain. If I want to encourage you, I'm not going to bear false witness to you. I'm not going to tell you you are right when you are wrong, right? And then, if I'm an encourager, I'm going to follow that up by maybe pointing you in the right direction. I might say, I think this could be the direction that maybe you could go in your situation. Or I might simply say, you know, maybe you just kind of need to rethink this. And here's another thing I will do if I want to encourage people. I'm going to motivate them to be their best in life, no matter what they are doing. I want you to be your best, and I will do whatever I can to help you do that. And then maybe to encourage someone, reward that person with something. And it can be something as simple as, hey, let's go grab a cup of coffee to celebrate that great job that you did. My friends, encouragement is something that we all need, and it's something that we need to be to others. Because let me share with you, encouragement has kept a lot of people alive. Words of encouragement have saved people's lives. Some people need encouragement just to keep going on in life. And by encouraging them, it breeds hope. Hope that they can't find for themselves. We need to encourage people in any way that we can. And you know, I believe that many people have been inspired to succeed in life by somebody else's timely encouragement. I believe that most people who have succeeded greatly in life, they will tell you that it was due to timely encouragement. Maybe they were ready to give up, but you came along and you supported them and you listened to them and you encouraged them and said, don't give up, follow your dreams, keep going. Encouragement. And you know what? This is the cool thing about encouragement. It doesn't really take a whole lot to be an encourager. So all of us should be. Because Jesus was, and he taught it. And Paul was, and he taught it. That means all of us need to be encouragers because we live in a world full of people who are discouraged. And they need some encouragement to find hope in lost situations. Amen? Let's pray. Father, how grateful and thankful we are that you have never failed to be on time for our need of encouragement. You are always there. So we just want to surrender ourselves to you afresh and anew today to be encouragers to the people in our lives and the people that we meet, the people who need us, the people who are hurting, the people who are lost. Use us, Lord. And we thank you for the privilege to be able to love and encourage others in your name. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. During this last song, the altar is going to be open. Maybe today you just need some encouragement. Maybe you just need to hear the Lord speak some encouragement to you. Maybe that's what you need to hear today. If you need a prayer of encouragement, I'm going to be up front. I'm going to have Rachel over there. She can be praying for you. And I'm just going to grab someone randomly. Karen, you're on the spot. Would you go over there in case someone needs some prayer today? And during this final song, if you would like prayer of encouragement, maybe something's difficult in your life, a situation, and you just need some hope, we would love to pray with you. So let us stand and worship.